so wonderful to be together as we share in devotions and as we magnify the Lord together. Let's start with our scripture in Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17, where it says, though the fig tree does not blossom and there is no fruit on the vines, though the yield of the olive fails and the fields produce no food, though the flock is cut off from the fold and there are no cattle in the stalls, yet I will choose to rejoice in the Lord. I will choose to shout in exultation in the victorious God of my salvation. Isn't that just a wonderful, wonderful scripture? And that's why I'm wearing my Yay God. You know what? In the scripture, we see nothing is going right. There's no figs, there's no cattle, there's no fields, there's no fruit. And yet, Habakkuk says, I choose to rejoice in my God. I choose to have joy. You know, joy is not an emotion. It is a feeling that we can choose to say, you know what, I don't care what's going on around me. I choose joy. And if we carry on, we see David, when the Ark of the Covenant was coming back. Let's see what it says in 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 5. Meanwhile, David and all the house of Israel were celebrating and dancing before the Lord with all kinds of instruments made of fir and cypress wood, with lyres, harps, tambourines, castanets, and cymbals. You know, one of the Hebrew words for celebrate is actually to laugh. We need to go and enjoy God's presence, to allow His joy just to bubble up outside of us and experience His goodness, His peace, and especially His joy in this time. You know, my mom loved loud music, and one of my fondest memories as a child is her putting her LPs on as loud as possible, and we would have a dance party for Jesus around our coffee table. I want to encourage you to do that today. Put some loud music on. Today my song is Joy for King and Country, where he even brings the remix of the joy deep down in my heart to stay, for all those salty fans. But that's what we have. We have his joy in our hearts, deep down, and it's here to stay. We need to choose it. And so go out this Friday with shouting, joyous celebration as we magnify our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.